Blog Talk Radio.
I don't even want to fucking talk to these niggas.
Yeah.
Let's just show them.
Yeah.
Nope.
I feed dead rappers the dead of night to get a sight. Go shit, that's why I never write by time. Not get a refund, nigga. You can make a movie and not get a rerun, nigga. But you can make a scene and I make a buck. My steelos, treat them like a kilo. Cut them or tape them up. I ain't the killer type, I'm the villa type. Black tuxedo and the Porsche's vanilla white. I can't even pillow fight. Guns in the pillowcase. Trying to count the old bills, the shit's got the low face. Start with a little weight. Start with a couple rhymes. I did the shit once, I can do it a couple times. My nigga, look at me now. It's a show, not chill when they booking me now. Wolf King, fuck around and get you put in the ground. Be the best out, it's no need for looking around.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Big man with the muscles, I can all put the razor to him. Silverback, brains on the wall, like Gorilla Glue. Cross any one of my niggas, I don't care how you do him. Send his cold body back home, I don't care how you throw him. Brother cousin used to work with him, I don't care how you know him. Send my main bitch to go fuck him, I don't care how she screw him. Plant-based, vegan or beef, I don't care how you chew him. Locks got too many fucking hits, it's hard to pull him. Been underrated, but the streets, they got us to warm. I'm like, thank you, cuz, just because. Fame and money bring jealousy, that's what it does. Niggas lie on IG just to get a buzz. Someone in college paid off, so I gave it to him. Send my nigga money in jail, it just made it to him. Cross me, suck my dick, if you related to him. And when I'm dead and gone, just be glad you know.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you just say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him. First time seeing some profit, it was amazing to him. Now he want one of my watches, so I gave it to him. You just keep the gun in your pocket, that's good behavior to him. He ain't even gotta repay me, that's just a favor to him. Reason that they worship the God, I'm like a savior to him. Sometimes I give it to him harsh, at least I gave it to him. Told my man they in the air, then they made it to him. Dance with the devil one time, now I'm related to him. From the dirt to the muddy waters, yeah, I made it to him. Couple flicks, couple money orders, so I gave it to him. Mom, Dukes, wifey and my daughters try to gate it to him. As soon as them things cross the border, yeah, I gave it to him. You already know, cop and go, that's how Jada do him. Look him in his eyes, be a man about it, say it to him. Then again, you'll probably do it how I hate it to him. Silent for 10 years, I put the potato to him. 200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Kane is in the building.
Fuck with Hollywood Cole, I'm with Marley G, bro. Flying Hollygrove chicks to my Hollywood shows. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow. And my real friends never hearing from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose, I don't get shit confused. I got a with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go.
So tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shit, dick. I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first. Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games. Guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my game like Jesse James. Women are possessive, and they wanna possess rain. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me Triple A, get my advance in advance. Amen. As the world spinning, dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me. So tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shit, dick. I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first. How do you say what's never said? Beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Limping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr., 11th grade. Fall on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake or do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense, check the paw print. We in the building, you niggas in the apartment. Now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, she ain't gotta put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumble at? Somewhere they make gumbo at. Hang, got the fucking feet jumping like a jumping jack. And you know me, I get on this bitch and have a heart attack. Hip-hop, I'm the heart of that. Nigga, nothing short of that. President Carter, young money Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and on the other side above it. We own it. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shoot it. And I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first.
The hottest under the sun. Ain't nobody fucking with me, man. Hey, you already know that pimpin'.
Yeah.
Cash money breakfast, but dreams come true.
Fuck up my dreams.
Somebody gon' die tonight.
Hey, you already know that pimpin'.
Hey, it's Cash Money Records, man, a lawless game.
Unfucking believable, Little Wayne's the president. Fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em. Even if they celibate, I know the game is crazy, it's more crazy than it's ever been. I'm married to that crazy bitch, call me Kevin Federline. It's obvious that he'll be Cash Money till the death of him. The ground shall break when they bury him, bury him. I know one day they gotta bury him. Better lock my casket tight, baby, so I don't let the devil in. It's just me and my guitar. Yeah, bitch, I'm heavy metalin'. You can get the fucking Led Zeppelin. Niggas is bitches, bitches.
bitches, I think they full of estrogen. And we hold court and take your life for a settlement. Yes, I'm the best. And no, I ain't positive, I'm definite. I know the game like I'm reffing it. This is the card of three, the New Testament. And I'm the God, and this is what I bless them with. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me. It's cash money over everything. It's in my blood, I feel it running in every vein. I'm from the mud, I am a missile like a stud. What's really good, I'm about that ruckus like Bud. And I say it on my flow at cash money like a rug. Tied to the fucking bird man like a lug. And dear Mr. Ronald Williams, to you I shall forever give thanks like a pilgrim. Cash money million, heir to the throne. Going at their heads like hair in a comb. Sitting by the window, I just stare at the stone. Know I'ma get through it like hair in a comb. Y'all money over bitches, my niggas trust my senses. And I will take a desert as the Lord is my witness. And you all have witnessed, but I am not finished. So keep your mouth closed and let your eyes listen. Bitch, I'm me. I'm me. I'm me. Baby, I'm me. So who you? You're not me. You're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm still a motherfucking cash money millionaire. Last year they had the Grammys and left me in Miami. Sleeping on a nigga like I'm rapping in my jammies. I'm rapping when you sleep, I was rapping when you were in jammies. Mel Gibson flow, lethal weapon, book 'em Danny. I'm a monster, I tell you, Monster Wayne. I have just swallowed the key to the house of pain. Now I'm stuck here to deal with the house's pain. Fuck with me, I would peel like the house's pain. Let's go. Niggas don't want to see me cause I'm better and bold. The only time I will depend is when I'm 70 years old. That's when I can't hold my shit within. So I shit on myself cause I'm so sick and tired of shitting on everybody else. I'm trying to tell you like I'm saying something. I'm from the dirty like the bottom of my pants cuffs. And there nothing gon' stop me, so just envy it. Hey, I'll accept a friendly quit. Yeah, I'm me. I'm me. Bitch, I'm me. Baby, I'm me. So who you? Fuck you. You're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I am a motherfucking cash money millionaire.
Fucking with me, man.
Hey, you already know that, pimpin'.
Cash money breakfast where dreams come true.
Somebody gon' die tonight.
Hey, you already know that, pimpin'.
Hey, it's cash money records, man, a lawless game.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. While you hating and being jealous, you could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Ooh, whoa. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
make
think
bow our head.
Oh, but I know God is more than he
is. Jelly.
God is great. Knows God. side, they just praying that I crash. But those guys, they don't wanna see you last. They take $3 million above your taxes. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer your five niggas. Wrong side of the position, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big con, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send him on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe. They count in the south. They didn't think that we would make it. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is in us. Oh, yes, he did.
Judges, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'm gonna have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture, what I'm swearing every day back. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They count in the south. They didn't think that we would make it. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go? Where we at, go? Lord forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hov did. How many billionaires can come from Hov crib? I count three, me, A, and Re. Bronze or rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said, fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judge you how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy what the business is. We push your 50 like fitting all the shit, it's all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been to the Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours was the great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. If those are drug laws, then who are we then? Hov is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. With those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow we'll outfox every box and try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloke in them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. How you speaking to the souls of men? Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike. Really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on his roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor cause I thrown him limbs. In memory of T-Law. I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All his pain from the outside. Inspired all his growth within. Some new plans getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. It's a Psalm 150 1, it's the New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road, dead. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweet that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Next time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan, talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God this time. Ooh, oh.
Come on, man. Come on.
But look at us now. They count us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is here. Oh, yes, He is.
Understand about me, it ain't that I can make so many albums and just keep going. Like, how the fuck you do that? Because it's me. It's really me. Exactly. Like, I'm just talking what I go through, whatever it is. And be it good, I might say the worst shit in the world, but it's me. True.
But then you're saying shit that make people in the hood do crime. If you're not going, you're going to do it because you want to do it. But then, like, you don't help them. Like, you saying that you sold drugs, and you got a gun, that this, that, that.
My moms are not, yo, nigga, I'm it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More so now.
Them, you turn them the downfall, whatever's good.
Yeah, the evil.
Yeah, the bad side of it.
Yeah. It's heaven, and then there's hell, nigga.
Yeah.
One day you cruising in the seven, the next day you, your alibis ain't matching up. Bullshit catching up. You hit with the Rico, they repo that vehicle. Shit was all good just a week ago. About to start snitching, ain't you? Ready to start bitching, ain't you? I forgive you. I forgive you. Hustling just ain't you. Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake their ass and balls, you know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Miller, East Coast bodyers, West Coast caterpillars, little monkey niggas turned gorillas. These are my rhymes, B.
Yeah.
This is my first album.
It's good, y'all. Yeah, I know. Dragging a little bit. Couple little throw-offs, but almost didn't want to do the show. I'm trying to see how tough it's going to be to do 5 days out of a week for these shows. Shout out to everybody. Hope everybody doing good. I want to thank the people that already started signing up. We're doing a free Q&A tomorrow. And all you had to do was just jump on lowlifeacademy.com And well, actually, it's for specifically for our subscribers. And even though I didn't do it, I'm going to say it on the air for those listening. But if you subscribe to IG, we encourage you to go sign, subscribe to the YouTube channel. But, yeah, you can come on as well. The only thing that we're really asking is that people just kind of maintain the same whatever usernames that they're using to make it easier for us to be able to identify who we're talking to and be able to address some of those questions and concerns. That's, you know, I didn't put that out in the video earlier, but I just want to share that. But at the end of the day, we're going to have some fun tomorrow from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to chop it up a little bit over, I'm pretty sure, there's going to be a billion and one questions over the BC stuff. So I figure the majority of it will be on the BC. So, yeah, we'll go from there. But, yeah, it's free. You can take advantage. I know people like free. Yeah, they love free. You know what I mean? So come on over. Let me introduce myself. My name is Houghton. No, I'm just kidding. H to the, oh, boy. But, yeah, just come on over, man. Come hang out. It'll be fun. We're going to do it like a webinar format. At least that's my plan at the moment. So we're going to have some fun. All right? Today, today I didn't really get a chance to dig my feet into something like that. Structured myself to do. I have stuff that I still wouldn't pull out, but at the end of the day, it's just like I didn't get a chance to even peruse these things, so I'm just hoping that the content matches the context of the conversation, so we'll see how that looks. Nonetheless, I figured we had a good start yesterday, going over some interesting stuff. If you didn't get a listen to that show, you want to go back and listen to it. It's really, 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 really good information. I got some feedback. You know, one comment was like, you know, you seem to be moving from one, I guess, more or less topic to another rather quickly. And the reality is what I was explaining is that was the same topic. Just a whole bunch of different perspectives. And because I didn't read the documents prior, I can only, you know, retain what I have, but I didn't have my ability, I guess, kicked in to locate some of the stuff that I went over, because I didn't study it, rather, right? I just kind of scanned it, quick read. But, yeah, as far as today, I'm going to leave that alone a little bit because we have the webinar coming up on Sunday at 3 p.m. I believe that's the 19th. No, I'm lying. That's the 18th Saturday. 3 p.m. on Saturday. But, yeah, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday. And we're going to talk about claiming that certificate type. Now, let me say before I go into today's study topic, I guess. One of the things that I realized, no matter how much I try to explain, no matter how much I appeal to folks to, you know, pay attention to the information that I share, for the most part, and I can't say it's 100% all me done, but for the most part, I really do pick and choose my words. You just don't realize. I emphasize what I want to emphasize, stop where I want to stop, you learn my stuff. But then it's erratic, right? So I'm kind of like all over the place with me. So with that being said, it doesn't matter, right? At the end of the day, what I share with people, it doesn't matter how much I appeal to them, they just still do their own thing, right? And this is no offense to any. I know it is difficult. It is difficult for you, for me, for anyone to know exactly what they're supposed to do when they have no background information. You know, it's kind of like when you experience something for the first time. I often like to use, like, stubbing your toe, right? First time you stub your toe, it's like, ah, you know, depending on how hard you hit that stuff, right? If you stubbed your toe and it was, like, on a scale of 1 to a gazillion, you were at a 2, you know, 2 being weak, you're more than likely going to stub your toe again. You know, but when you have that freak incident where you stub your toe and, you know, part of the nail comes off and the skin is, like, flip-flopping, like, you know, flip-flop, right, because it's hanging, then you think twice. I'll give you a perfect example. In my country, as kids, we used to find some of the most dangerous activities fun. Oh, man. One of those activities was, you know, up here, y'all call them pickup, so we'll just go with that. But the pickup truck, right, you know, F-150s, yeah, whatever. We ain't had nothing that big back then, though, as far as truck size. You know, and then I, you know, go back down to mental Rolodex. But we had different size pickups, and what was fun for us as kids or children, right, were to, you know, time those suckers and catch a ride, right? Some people get mad, right? And when they got angry, they would put your life in danger because they would do shit like speed up, swerve. Oh, my God. They would literally put your life in danger, right, for the ones that didn't like. Yeah, other people, they were cool. They, you know, slow down, let you hop off, whatever the case may be, once they, you know, realize what was going on. But I can't ever forget the first, and let me say this proudly, the only time that I hopped off of the back of what we considered van, right? But again, pickup. That's the word we're going with. So I hopped off the back off that pickup. It's a ride, jumped off. I was driving a little bit. But I remember my toe opened up in one of the worst ways. And needless to say, I never did that shit again, ever. Fun is cool. I sit in the back of the van, the pickup. I don't have a problem. I mean, but I'm not catching no ride. I'm not hopping off. I'm not doing none of that, right? It's like a minute, stop moving. And I put one foot on the ground, and the other foot on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Nonetheless, I say all of that to say that a lot of times people don't realize, right, not having that background information, not feeling that pain point, so to speak, they don't know how to do what they're supposed to do. No background. It's impossible for you to get it right. You're just that smart. Here's a lesson yesterday. The damn picture simple that they used that come over and help. That's what your ancestors are telling them. Oh my God. Yo, this is crazy to me. But nonetheless, the people that's going after the certificate of title, they jack up the information. I can give you different stories that I've encountered, situations I've encountered. And a lot of times people take my attempt to educate other people, right, through shared experiences. Like, that's what a community is, right? Hey, guys, listen to this. Avoid this pitfall. You know, you love when somebody do that for you, but because I laugh and I act an ass, I guess, y'all take offense, but the shit is funny to me, and I'm laughing now, and I don't even have a story to tell y'all, right? It's just funny to me, because it's like, I go back to the pain point. If I can help you to have certain things stand out, you consider it making fun of you, but I consider it a teachable moment, right? If I can help you to have that aha moment, right, then it's my hope that you won't make that mistake again. You won't do it twice. But y'all take it the wrong way, right? Because I talk. Oh, my God. All right. So, in any instance, for those that want to learn exactly what they need to do and the correct way in which they should go about doing that, feel free to join us for the webinar on Saturday. We'll break it down. We'll explain it to you. And I'm so confident in the information that we provide you with options, right? We don't, I mean, what we love in Law Life is that we don't have a one-size-fits-all solution. Nothing. I mean, and that's why we struggle with templates and things like that, because everybody wants to duplicate what Johnny had, not overstanding the consequences of flooding the system. The people that were at the beginning, yeah, they get through it. Some of the stragglers coming in might get through it. But the majority of you, after they catch on, will not get through it. You get labeled. In any instance, let me stop just jibber-jabbering. I'm going to go to EBA's today. Let's just do that as quick, as fast as you can. EBA's. Very, 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 very interesting topic, depending on who you talk to. I wanted to go through some of the laws tonight, at least the statute, and share exactly what it is that they're saying. I was thinking about going to Minnesota to their conference. That would be fun. Now, the thing is, y'all need to look at more than one state information. Let me encourage y'all to do that. So when you're studying a topic, especially when you're going to statutes and codes, you need to look at variations of the different states. It's more than likely you'll be able to find remedy and the loopholes that they may got. What I wanted to do today, though, was kind of just make it a little bit more fun and a little more interesting and kind of debate with y'all whether or not a trade name is a trademark. Let me repeat it. I wanted to debate whether a trade name is a trademark. Now, I'm going to open up a chat because I've been jibber-jabbering. We just had a spokesperson. I just did all that stuff. But I'm going to open up the chat. I would love if y'all can try to stay on some of these topics. That's the whole point of me coming on. Y'all are nervous or intimidated for whatever reason for calling in, so let me do a shameless plug. The calling number. If you want to just talk directly to me, if you want to get your questions answered, live on the air, so you can help somebody else with this community building idea or idealism. Now, 563-999-3458. Let me repeat, 563-999-3458. And press 1, and then you can chop it up. Or you can chop it up with your boy. No, I'm just kidding. But, I'm going to open up the chat in a second. Just try to stay on topic. You know, let's be focused, man. So let me know what y'all thoughts are before I start going in. I just want to see where people stand on this particular topic. The chat's now open. Let me know where you stand. Let me know what you think. I hope y'all out there. I took so long. I know how y'all be getting finicky. But nonetheless, since I took so long, let me just continue with my little piece. So the trade name, a.k.a. like most of y'all. A.k.a. The fictitious name, a.k.a. DBA, a.k.a. the assumed name. Yeah, that's about what, four? They all mean the same thing. At least that's what they say. So, let's look at it. I'm just going to do random Googling. What is a DBA? Please help me. Let me see. DBA. They got pros and cons? Alright. I don't need no pros and cons. We just need to know what that is. Alright. So, they're going to define DBA. What does DBA mean? A doing business as name goes by many names. It goes by many names. Sometimes it's called a DBA or fictitious name, trade name, assumed name. These names are all the same in defining a DBA. I think I just gave you all four of those, right? So, there you go. Say your shit. All right, how does a DBA work? It allows your company. Let me say this. And this is why I always get annoyed. Let me say this. First of all, it's going to tell you what you're supposed to do with it. But let me ask you a question, people. How many of you all actually do it? Let's find out. All right. It allows your company to legally conduct business under a different fictitious name. I'm thirsty. What does this mean? It allows your company. To do business under a different name. Now, where's the main place? All right, let me ask you a question. Let me phrase it differently. What is the main purpose for acquiring an EIN? Let me type that in. Who out there talking to me? What's the main purpose All right, SBA says one of the key responsibilities for many new businesses or businesses that are restructuring is obtaining an EIN. An EIN is a unique nine-digit number that identifies your business for tax purposes. It is similar to a Social Security number, but it is meant for business-related items only. I'm going to probe a whole bunch of stuff tonight because I just wanted to fuck with y'all. All right. So as a business owner, you will need an EIN to open a business bank account. Wait. So what's the main purpose for y'all getting the EIN? I just said it. To open a bank account. All right. So why would I even bring that up? Well, let's talk about it. For our for all intents and purposes, and for this conversation, I just want you to just apply logic. This is not meant to be instructions or a demand in any way, shape, or form. It's just meant to provoke thought. But let's say you come up with the ABC Express Trust. And the ABC Express Trust decides that it's going to do business as X, Y, and Z. Well, there's a lot of things that I can clue you in on with that statement. I'm coming up with a new concept. We're going to have fun. And I'm doing this for our Discord membership / Patreon membership, right? Watch. In any instance, we're going to have some fun with that. But the ABC Express Trust decides that it's going to do business as, and this is the format that you all are taught, going to do business as JFK. Right? So, because of certain, I just realized what I just did there. But because of the fact that it's classified as a foreign entity, the likelihood of people succeeding in establishing a banking relationship with that, especially those that are domestic, is very challenging. Right? So you've often been told it cannot be done. So let's leave that where that lies. So that kind of throws my example off. So I'm going to adjust. Now we're going to say you went back, most of you, and created a domestic trust, similar again, in the same ABC Express Trust, right? Now it's Express Trust as opposed to some of the other things that other people, like myself, did in the past, right? So in any instance, for all intents and purposes, it's a domestic trust. But my point is, the domestic trust now is doing business as JFK. Why is it that when the ABC Express Trust goes to the bank to set up his account, it sets up his account in ABC Express Trust? I thought the whole point of you stating that you were doing business as something else is so that you could do what? Do business as something else. And again, what's the primary function of the EIN? How do people classify that you're doing business, especially when it's false money? Speaking. So, if you have an EIN for the purpose of setting up an account, banking account that is, and you say that you're going to do business as ABC Express Trust, doing business as CAB Express Trust. I'm just making up shit. JFK, just making up shit. KJF. It doesn't matter. But y'all don't even fulfill. You know, a lot of this is just kind of like, and it's because of, yet again, lack of knowledge. I can prove to y'all that we're lacking in knowledge, and therefore it shows up in the way we execute. Now let me go on my little rant. Application. The way in which we execute, the way in which we so-called present our findings is the way in which we walk through the fire, so to speak, to stand on our 2 feet is the biggest challenge for everybody. You can't stand on something you don't. So what is it? What's the biggest problem? People are just guessing. So, I know that was boring. Y'all just like what I read, which is boring to me. To do it for y'all, that is. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so watch this. DBA, how does it work? It allows your company to legally conduct business under a different name, i.e. banking. You would be able to use a DBA instead of your own personal name. And again, this is applying in the context of which business that you're talking about, right? So that's sounding like the sole proprietorship as an example, or the corporate name of your business. So you will be able to use a DBA instead of your corporate name or your personal name, so both sole proprietor and corporations or LLCs or whatever. name of the business on the file with the Secretary of State. So if you're doing the DBA name, you can use that name instead of neither here nor there. I know that's still confusing a lot of y'all. Does a DBA still sound a bit confusing? See the question. Let's clear it up, definition with an example. So let's see what they give us. Deborah Sweetney's Cake Shop. Yay! I'll use myself as an example. My personal name is Deborah Sweetney. I am an entrepreneur who wants to open up a bakery called Deborah Sweetney's Cake Shop. I wouldn't need to file for a DBA if I call the bakery Deborah Sweetney. And they have rules for this, by the way. Again, like a knowledge, right? There's a reason why that wouldn't classify, all right? So that is because the name of the business, did I just clear that up for y'all? Did I just say some shit? So when you let me just leave them alone. Let me leave them. I just read it to y'all. This is an article, by the way. This ain't nothing. I just Googled this shit. I didn't expect this. But as always, let those that have ears hear and those that have eyes see. All right? That is because the name of the business isn't fictitious. It's my actual name. It's her actual name. However, I added in a few extra words for the name of my business. It is now more clear to customers what my business offers. So just because you say express, let me just leave that alone. The additional words cake shop no longer identify me as the business owner, even though my full name is still visible. As such, I would need to file for a DBA. What if I called my bakery Sweetney's Cake Shop instead? Would I need a DBA? My name would still be in the business name as a slightly shortened version. I would need to obtain a DBA because the short name does not fully identify me as the owner. Get it? No, yeah, no. DBA benefit. You have an understanding of what a DBA is and how it works on behalf of your business. So, as always, opening a business bank account. Most banks require a certified copy of your DBA when creating a business bank account. Why? Because you're setting it up in the fucking business name. I mean, in the DBA name. You said it. They want to see a certified copy. In Florida, they don't play. They got to see that shit before they do anything. Without a DBA, you would not be able to issue or receive checks under the assumed name of the business. That's the whole point of it. You want, if you're getting checks and certain other names, that you can cash them in. All right, so the business owner cannot use their personal account for transactions pertaining to the business either. So there you go. Legal entities that should obtain a DBA. Sole proprietor, right? If sole proprietors wish to conduct business under a different name, they need to file and register for a DBA. There you go. LLCs, y'all already know, and corporations, y'all already know. Right? Now, here's a good little question. DBA versus trademark. What was the question I typed in? Because I got a good-ass article. I got to go back. Oh, I think I typed in with something about what is a DBA, but this shit right here is crazy. All right, let's talk about it. It's not uncommon for an entrepreneur to confuse a trademark with a DBA. You hear it? After all, both are names that help protect small businesses. What's the difference between the two? As mentioned earlier, DBA is an assumed name. A doing business as name allows your company to conduct business, but under a fictitious name. You can claim your business name with a DBA and make sure no other businesses use it. Huh. Wait. Did they just say that a DBA is a trademark? Wait. Let me read that again. I just want to make sure. You can claim your business name a business's name with a DBA and make sure no other businesses use it. So a DBA makes your, I guess, company, right, entity, right, protected? I wonder. I mean, I know the answer, but I wonder. Let's come back to that in a second. All right. However, that is only applicable at the state level. Another business in a different state can register a DBA that is the same name as your business. Wait, they just made it clear? Did they just do that? Another business, but in a different state, can register a DBA with the same name as your business? So they're not supposed to coexist in the same state? Is this a law firm? Who are these people? 2019 article. Wow. Interesting. The reason why I'm pointing out these things is because I'm always intentional. I'm going to show you differences, right? Gotcha. All right. In any instance, let's keep moving. We already read about the opening of bank accounts, trademark differences. Registering for a trademark differs significantly from registering for a DBA. They keep getting y'all with this registration shit. What do I know? All I know is there's a difference between registration and reporting. Go on. Right. So let's see. Trademarks protect unique words, slogans, logos, and designs that identify your business and its offerings to the world. That's actually like damn near word for word from the dictionary. They just, wow. Okay, good job, people. An entrepreneur who files for a trademark has exclusive rights to said mark. You notice they didn't just say that up top. They just say you had exclusive rights with the DBA. So let me repeat what they said about the DBA. You can claim your business's name with a DBA and make sure no other businesses use it. It sounds like exclusive. Is it me? Who didn't say that? Huh. In any instance, an entrepreneur who files for a trademark has exclusive rights to said mark. Exclusive. This protects the trademark from any forms of plagiarism. So you're saying that this only applies to a trademark, but not a trade name? And you're saying there's a difference between a trademark and a trade name? But I'm reading this here, and they're saying it's the same. See? I wonder. Let's dig a little deeper. All right, let's go. So registering is slightly different. Consuming in terms of paperwork and filing fees, but it does provide peace of mind in knowing your unique assets have proper protection. Registration. That's so funny. All right, how to file for a DBA. All right, we're going to go through all of that separately. I don't need you to break that down. Appreciate you. Let's see what else. What happens after DBA registration? After applying for a DBA, certain states may require you to. All right, just like the law is going to go to. What if my state does not require a DBA? You can go somewhere else. CEO. I'm not going to call you. All right, that was a decent article, though. I didn't think that was too bad. So let me go to some laws, some actual laws, so we can see what their laws are saying. All right, so let's go. Yeah. All right, so I told y'all can go to Minnesota, look up Minnesota stuff, go through their stuff, see what they have to say. All right. Trade names. Look, the only time I go in structured is when I'm doing webinars because I have to paint that picture. But in this instance, I just want y'all to get the things I'm not saying, but definitely get the things that I am saying. Get the things I'm not saying, but make sure you get the things I am saying, all right? Here's a little tip for y'all. It's interesting when you look up these codified sections, for example, trade names. It's interesting when you look or you backtrack where it stems from. Yeah, I think that's the best way of saying that. All right. Registration of trade name. And this is why you got to read other places. You can also register a title, and you can register a designation. Now, I leave that stuff up to y'all to go pull up. I'm not going to do a full on nothing. And again, I'm being transparent. I'm even giving you guidance. Right. Any person doing business in this state may register with the Secretary of State on a form to be furnished by him, the name under which such applicant is operating. So if they're telling you in their code that you're doing a DBA so that you go put that DBA out there, like, I'm going to just play around with something and I'll give you all the examples. For all my really studious folks, and this is not something I'm telling y'all, people are just saying, I'm just probing, you know, asking questions. A lot of times folks have been expressing their experiences having gone into the physical court building with DBAs and, you know, maximizing that in their private capacity, personal capacity, however you do that, right, to the body. But they maximize that with the range of different results. Some people are successful, others are not. But the idea that one would take a DBA of their birth name, supposed birth name, into court is just proof, because it's evidence, right? But it's just proof of one thing. It's something I've been saying to y'all for a little bit, but I don't know if I get it. But it just proves that you're presenting a corporation. The name is attached to a corporation. So business. What is it? I don't give a shit what you want to classify it as. It's not human. It's not a law. It's dead. That should help a lot of y'all. Maybe. All right. Whatever. So that's just my little shameless plug. I need y'all to think outside the box and ponder whether or not there is anything beneficial that you can maximize from these experiences or situations as remedy. All right, let me jump back to this. Cool. All right. So they need to know the following, but they're not limited to. They need to know the name and business address, the name to be registered, the general nature of business, general nature, right? The length of time during which the name has been used in this state. The applicant or member, right? A single name may be registered upon each application submitted under the provisions of this article. I'm going to do something interesting because I'm reading this thing to y'all backwards, right? Not the code, like possession of the code, but just the stuff that I'm talking. I'm going through that. All right? Issuance of certificate. All right. So you know they'll send the stuff to you. I'm not going to read through that. Effective terms of registration. Registration of the name in this place is effective for a term of 5 years. I did do some bullshit just now. I skipped over restrictions. I just mentioned that that article we read said that there's restrictions. So let's see what they say about restrictions. Let me see if I can find it. Upon compliance by the applicant, requirements of this article, the Secretary of State shall, which means must, issue a certificate of registration. Also, the certificate must show the name and business address, they said shall, of the applicant, the name, registered, and so on and so forth. The Secretary of State shall not file an application for the registration of any trade name if it is not distinguishable. Here go the hints that I was hinting at earlier. Right? Distinguishable on the record from any other name previously filed and on record with the Secretary of State. So it can't file anything that looks like something else. Huh. That's this particular state, by the way. This is not every state. Not every state said that. Matter of fact, I'm going to prove that. Let me pull up Florida, because Florida be on some different stuff. Come here, Florida. Right here. Let me pull up Florida. Are they going to let me get to it? I don't think they want me to get to it. All right. They're not giving me the code, so let me go here real quick and see what I can find. Instructions. Here we go. All right. Boom, boom, boom. Oh. These people are jerks. Huh. That's funny. All right. So I can't go to Florida because they're not making it easy for me. And I don't know the code off the top of my head. I tell you all the time, I don't study none of that shit. Let me go get Minnesota real quick, see if I can pull up theirs. They're always easy to find. Right here, man. Where's the statue? Just give me the statue. There we go. Give me the statue, man. All right. Assumed names is what it's called in Minnesota. Let me see real quick. Here's what's awesome about them. They want you to use the true name. True name means the true full name of the natural person. Who's the natural person? I wonder. If a proprietorship, the true full name of each partner. If it's a partnership, sorry. Yeah, so they want full names. Executed, signed, filed with the Secretary of State, that definition. Commercial assumed name. All right, no person, this is their version of it, no person shall hereafter carry on or conduct or transact a commercial business in this state under any designation, name, or style which does not set forth the true name of every person interested in such business unless such person shall file in the office, we'll read that again, of the Secretary of State, a certificate setting forth name and blah, blah, blah. The name of the business must not include any of the following phrases or their abbreviations, corporation, incorporation, or incorporated, limited, chartered, professional, association, cooperative, limited partnership. These are all their terms, all right? So, except to the extent that an entity filing a certificate would be authorized to use the phrase or abbreviation. So if you have an LLC, you can find it as LLC, all right? The certificate shall be executed by one of the persons conducting or intending to conduct the business, right? Then, here's the last part, the certificate shall be published after it has been filed, right? So they go through it. So let's see what else they got. Repealed. Persons conducting business under a different name must, before commencing such business, file such certificate and publish a certificate as they describe, which I already mentioned. Let's go here. 60 days after term, Secretary of State duties. Let's see real quick. All right, let's see, because this is what we just read. So maybe this will give us what we're looking for. The Secretary of State shall keep an alphabetical list together with trademarks, service marks, certification marks, or collective marks filed with the Secretary of State and issued, and for the indexing and filing of certificates shall charge a certain amount of fee. A copy of such certificate duly certified by the Secretary of State shall be presumptive evidence in all courts. All right. In this state of the facts, they are concerned. Now, I'm dancing around some of this stuff because I don't want to tell y'all, but, you know, for the purposes of build-up, but a lot of this, let me just say this. Let me try to educate y'all again. So a lot of people don't know what a DBA really is. A DBA is really just a notice. We gotta go do some homework.
Failure to file a certificate. Nope. Yeah. I don't like this new version at all. And then they go into the next subject. I'm not doing that. All right, where was I? Let me go back to this one. Effective terms, assignment, and recording of rights. All right, any name and its registration may be assignable by an instrument in writing. They just told you. You can transfer it. Duly executed, it may be recorded with the Secretary of State, who, upon recording the assignment, shall issue in the name of the assignee a new certificate for the remainder of the term of the registration of the last renewal of the registration. All right. There's a lot in that. Exclusive rights. Now, this is what I'm trying to say. And y'all got to see this shit because maybe this is stir up y'all brain a little bit. But I'm going to just say the first part. Exclusive rights. Now, the registration of a trade name is prior in time to the filing of a articles of incorporation. Prior in time to the filing of an articles of incorporation. Prior in time to the filing of the reservation of a corporate name must give to the holder of the registered trade name exclusive right to the use of such name. Did you see how they just tricked your brain? I don't think I want to keep going no more. I think I'm done for tonight. I didn't mean to read that out loud. That right there was something different. But at the end of the day, I think what they just said is more than a mouthful, right? Go figure. The registration of a trade name, if you do it before someone files articles of incorporation, if you do it before somebody reserves a corporate name, they have to give exclusive rights to the use of such name to the person who's already registered. Pay attention. All right, nothing in this article shall adversely affect the rights or the enforcement of rights in trade names acquired in good faith at any time at common law. I'm going to stop there with some of these codes, and there's a lot. But y'all need to go read through some of these, but I want to go back up to top and give y'all a different perspective. All right. The Office of Secretary of State files the registration of trade names and trademarks in the state of Arizona. The registration of trade names and trademarks is not legally required in our state, but it is an acceptable business practice. It is important to note that trade names, trademarks are not officially registered at submission. Rather, after the application is reviewed and or the proper filing fees are processed, the proposed name is reviewed for potential conflicts with existing registered trademarks and business entities' names
at the Arizona Commission. Upon approval of your registration, you will receive your certificate of registration. And they send it by email, as most states do. If you have any questions on the interpretation of the law in this guide or need assistance in business decisions, we suggest you seek an attorney, so on and so forth. All applications must be completed and submitted online, most places. Trade name and trademark assignments and cancellations must be printed, signed. If mailing, I read that fast for y'all, but I already went over it. If mailing the forms, please make sure that you, so it's not just only on your online. You can mail it in. All right, so let me see what they break down really quickly for y'all. Before adopting or registering a trade name or trademark, you should investigate its availability. As always, under federal law, supposedly, the owner of a trademark registered with the United States Patent Office has exclusive rights. Pay attention. They tell you where to send the stuff and how to process it. Now, I wanted to get to this section real quick because I was going over this. And this is their way of confusing people. So, filing a trade name or trademark in Arizona. The registration of a trade name, sometimes referred to as a business name, fictitious name, through a business as name, referred to as DBA, is not legally required in the state, except over practice. Trademarks and service marks follow the same general procedure as trade names. They follow the same general procedure, except it's a lot more writing, and the fees are a little bit more. I believe that's what I said. All right. More about written description. So you must provide a written description that fully describes your mark. In order for a trademark to be registered with the Secretary of State's office, the written description must be descriptive of the logo you are registering. Pay attention. The main reference for checking availability for the registration is the written description appearing in our database. A description of a mark, right? For example, a seal, so on and so forth. They say words used as a mark should include description of the font and any additional distinguishing factors regarding the style and layout. Now, why am I reading all this stuff to y'all? Because y'all think they're separate. A sample of the mark is required to be uploaded at the time of filing. Just pay attention. You got to check these boxes. Please make sure the date of your first use is prior to the date submitted and that the classification number is already listed. So what did they tell you? They said, make sure you're already using it. Why do you need to register it? I'm just, here they say they get to approve or reject it, and they'll send it to you via email. They give you tips to avoid rejection, and then they'll tell you when you need to come back and renew this stuff. So, again, like I said, you can assign. That's always something that's available to you. So let's see what this is. Please be advised that the Secretary of State's role in determining whether or not a proposed trade name is distinguishable is only ministerial. Registering or filing a name in the Secretary's office does not grant rights or interest in that name. Yet in their code, it says it does. Under Arizona law, the Secretary of State does not have the authority to resolve contending claims to a name under other statutes or under common law. Even though the Secretary of State approves a name as being distinguished from previously registered names, the name may still infringe on the intellectual or property rights of other parties. The invention. For instance, I'm not going to go into that. entity findings, articles. Oh, this is the section that they go into. They say the following items will not make a name distinguishable from another name on the record. And they give you a bunch of stuff, so I'm not going through that. This is out there. It's free. Right down the way. Skipping over that. Dollar store. what's that? Additional rules. So, applications that contain terms, including but not limited to the following list of restricted words. So you're restricted from using Banco, credit union, deposit, trust company, trust, thrift, savings bank, savings and loans, building association. Notice it didn't say anything about LLC. They tell you that you can do those things based on whether or not you actually have this type of entity, or you're going to set one of those up. So, I'm going to stop there as far as the trade name stuff. I wanted to go a little bit further, but that's going to take me into something I literally didn't even scan yet, so I'm not going to do that. But the point of this is that y'all are not maximizing your DBAs. If you want to maximize your DBAs, you have to follow their script. But you have to know what it is and why it is so. So because always gracious, and I like to make sure you know the information is free. I give it away. I mean, it's just my time is a little bit structured, right? But yeah, the DBA stuff, very simple. Do it properly. No, I'm just kidding. Earlier I said that a DBA, when it's done, it provides a notice. A notice is a lot of y'all assume it allows you to enforce the notice, but a notice is just that. It's notification. It's awareness. It's alert. Like, hello, be aware. It's like when you understand trust as an example, right? When you set up a trust, and we can tie it to court and all that stuff, but when you set up a trust, just to keep it basic, what happens is when you put all that information out and you provide the notices, anyone who is going to tamper with any trust needs to be aware that they have rules to the game, right? So the rules to the game is that once a trust is established, you have the responsibility to go find out if it is established, if it's standing, so on and so forth. And then if it is established, your duty and responsibility is to leave it to F alone. No questions, no concerns, leave it alone. Now, they know people are stubborn, they know people are hard-headed, so they have provisions for those that say, nah, I ain't gonna question. I want to see if they bullet, right? So when you come a knocking and you meet somebody like, mwah, and you're like, bullet, okay, right? But what that does is it provides consequences for that act, right? Because now you came and you violated. Because they told you. You didn't have no business to inquire. You have nothing to do with it. They were to alert you to mind your business. So, again, with that being said, it doesn't stop somebody when you provide a notice from violating or stepping over the line. So what they expect you to do is step forward, as they just articulated, and make your claim. Defend your shit. But you can't stop somebody violating. Measures in all you want. But that was supposed to be the way stuff was supposed to be handled. But the DBA stuff is just not being administered properly because people don't know what it is. And it's only a notice, people, which again, even though they're telling you that provides exclusive rights, that's their code. He's saying it. I read that. It doesn't provide any background. Why? Because it's missing stuff. And on that note, I'm going to stop right there. Maybe another day I'll fill y'all in on what it's missing. But there's components that's missing from that for you to be able to enforce it. And I'll tell you this, for y'all who haven't figured out the glitch in these ongoing fee schedules that they have you on, and you do these DGAs. You got your Express Trust doing this, that's it, every, what, 4 years, 5 years? Every 5 years, you got to renew. Pay that money. And you're like, it costs to be the boss. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not going to go into too much more. But the DBA stuff, again, execution is just not where it needs to be. On that note, I pulled it out as long as I could hang out. Out of here. And I gave you all about an hour short. I try to make that long. Sure. All right, so I'll catch y'all tomorrow, 5 to 6. Depending on where y'all take me, it'll probably be a little bit easier. A lot of times I have a hard time having open, candid conversations on these platforms. So if it sounds mumbo-jumbo, because it's folks. All right, peace. Goodbye.